real person. Then saying, whatever you have, to be offered to Krishna Master, the love and affection, not for material acquisition. Then saying, Krishna says, I am pleased by that. The only thing. Then saying, understand it now? Then he says, record it in your heart. It is not material recording. The spiritual recording. The spiritual tape is here. Gopikanta is recording here, he never uses tape. Isn't it Gopikanta? Yes, that's a nice way of recording. So here attentive and record it here. What Sandipani Muni had said, He remembered, Krishna remembered and just repeating that before Sulama Vipra. When they were in Guru's ashram, once Guru Patri, the wife of Sandipani Muni, told them, you boys, there was no fuel today to cook in the ashram. You go to the forest and bring some fuel, some wood. So Krishna, Balaram, Sudama, they went there. You understand? Krishna is, you see, he manifests very wonderful leela. So it became dark, dark night, and clouds came, heavily rain. You understand? Heavily rain. They couldn't return to ashram. They spent the whole night there in the forest under a tree, raising themselves in the outpouring rain, shivering. Transcendental body, can it shiver like that? It's just a leela. Then Sandipani Muni saw the children had gone to forest, didn't return. What happened to them? It's a very bad night, raining so badly, thunderously. So he waited that night as soon as morning. Himself went to forest to search out his beloved student, Krishna Balaram. Then he found they were standing beneath a tree, shivering. Drenched the whole body in the rain, shivering. Then Sandipani Muni said, oho, e puttaka, jyangasmadarthe api dukkhita, atma vai praninam kreshtastha manadruta matvara. Most important. Oho, he puttaka, jyangasmadarthe api dukkhita, atma vai praninam kreshtastha manadruta matvara. Sandipani Muni says, seeing Krishna Balaram shivering, being drenched in heavy rain, standing beneath a tree whole night, standing. You see? Sandipani Muni says, my dear students, disciples, I'm very pleased with you. This body is very dear to oneself. You understand? Our body is very dear, isn't it? We are always thinking of this body. Take care of this body, isn't it? The body is very dear. But to serve me, you have disregarded this body's bodily comfort. You understand? You got so much bodily pain for me, drenching yourself in the rain, standing all night here in the forest, standing under a tree, and now sleeping. You are so much suffer for my sake. give offering to your dear boss. Says like that. Etta devaya sasyasyai kartabhyam guru niskrutam. Jadvai visuddha bhavena sarvarthatma arpanam guru. One who can do like that, that means he can dedicate his body, which is very dear to him, for the service of Guru. He is the best of all disciples. Sat Sishya, Uttam Sishya, best of all disciples. He is best of all disciples. He never cares for his body. He is ready to give up his body for the service of Guru. Hari, ready. Offering must be done with heart and soul, not artificially, for material adoration. That must be so. Understand? Any question? Yes?
You're mentioning about yukta vairagya.
Yes.
You're offering it. So what if someone's calling something yukta vairagya that these can be used in Krishna's service, so I am using it, so this is yukta vairagya, but actually they're attached in the heart to use it.
It's mere saying won't do. Mere saying won't do. It must be done with the full heart. Krishna knows the heart. You say this thing outwardly through lips only, or from your heart, that Krishna knows best. You understand? He is yukta vairagya. He outwardly shows this attachment as a very much attached to material things, his wife, his children, family members, his material position, outward, but no attachment. Inwardly, his only attachment is with Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet, and Krishna knows the heart. He is yukta vairagya. At any moment he can leave. No difficulty, because it is very much better. But he never shows it outwardly that he is better. No. Outwardly shows it very much better. But inwardly, very much better. This is the truth. You understand? Yes.
So if I'm using my tape recorder in Krishna's service, and I say, this is yukta vairagya.
Yes.
But then someone says, I want your tape recorder, and I say, no, it's mine. Does that mean it's not yukta vairagya?
You see, I am using it for Krishna's service. If you debar me from Krishna's service, you are not my friend. You are my enemy. You should help me. Why are you debarring me? We said, no, it's not mine. Everything belongs to Guru and Gauranga. Everything meant for Krishna. What? To speak of the state record, my body itself is meant for his pleasure. If required, I must give up my body for his pleasure. If he requires, not to fulfill your requirement, to give up my state record or the body or anything else. Do you understand, no?
Yeah. Even though we're enjoying the facility of being able to use the tape recorder in Krishna's service so that we can hear the lecture.
Yes, yes, that's needed for us to air condition as well.
So
every time, every moment we get to hear all these things, nectar and things will give energy, power, transcendental infusion. Transcendental power in us. Otherwise, how can we overcome Maya? We are captured by Maya, we are conditioned souls. We have no power. This is power.
Yeah. So we shouldn't be attached to the thing itself, just to...
It's the outward attachment. Inward enough. Not us. Outward. The one who says, oh, I can't take it. Well, why is it there? Thereby you debar me from Krishna service. You are not your enemy, you are not my friend. I won't give you. It is their property, and out of their causeless mercy they have given me to keep and make proper utilizes. I am doing it. What shall I give you? Not mine, it's theirs. If they say, then I'll like. Ask them if they say, all right, you say, all right, you say. But they won't say to you, they also say, tell me, all right, you, Dinabandhu Das, give it to you. You understand? Not by your saying, I don't know. You are a hypocrite.
Because it's the body, because it belongs to spiritual matter.
Yes.
And while we're living away from spiritual matter, for example, here in India,
yes,
we are not at once devoted. So sometimes we've got sick, sometimes bodily problems, in the Western country, cause. And when should we dedicate body, and when should we take care of body, say, I have to take care of this body, I have to die for my spiritual mind.
Yes.
When?
We are taking care of the body to render service, not for enjoyment. You understand? This body belongs to spiritual master, Guru and Gauranga. It is not my body. I have been given this body to take care of it, in order to serve them only, to give them pleasure only, not for my pleasure. Therefore I am taking care. You understand?
But there
should not be any attachment to this body. I'll enjoy. If this body will be there, this should not be there inside your heart. Krishna knows the heart, and Guru is manifesting Paramatma, he also knows what you are. You cannot cheat them. You are a cheater, they are not cheaters. You understand? No reason.
And then, Guru is in ashram, is easy, because Sri Mata is there, you can see. You see, you know, my son, you are sick, take care of this body, don't go, don't do such service. But if you're living away, we don't know exactly, and I'm sick, if I have to take care of this body or I have to do my service,
yes,
for example.
That Guru has given us in the room, feel sick, take medicine, be healthy, how can you stop? The Guru has said this. Don't disregard it, don't disobey it. You understand? Take care, take medicine, be healthy, and serve nicely, Guru and Gauranga. You understand? Yes, Guru has said, stay there, stay in Australia, stay in London. Guru has said. But he's always with me. Don't think that he's away. The material thought. You understand? It's material thought. Outwardly he's away, inwardly he's with me. Always advising as Paramatma, prompting. Also, the state lectures are there, is in that form, the books are there, banis are there, in that form. Always with me. Any moment you think of, Guru responds, yes, Narahari is thinking me, Dinabandhu is thinking me, then Saint Jagapati is thinking me, Nimaya Pandit Das is thinking me. Isn't it? Gopikanta is thinking me in Sweden.
and we feel ill, and we go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you should rest today, this is it. Then we can accept that as an instruction from Guru to look after the body for the service.
Yes, the doctor takes care of this little body. He knows little science, not spiritual science. Yes, he says, take rest. All I can take rest, but I cannot give up my service. You understand? I do service, thereby taking. Also, sometimes, simultaneously, I must take rest. That means, what is that? How can it be? That means, when you fall sick, Guru or Krishna gives you ample opportunity to chant more. Chant more. All services are cut off at that time. Chant incidentally, chant incidentally. 24 hours you chant. That is all. You understand? Then we should take medicine and make this body fit to render strength of service for Guru. Train us, very train us, so train the fast, pleasure of God. Yes. Therefore Guru has already go! Stay there! In London, Ruhari, where Maya is very strong. Fight! Be a great hero. I brave with Maya. Go, stay in Australia, fight with Maya. Then stand. Dinabandhu, Guru Maharaj has said everything, so that's my service. What is Maya? Overcome Maya, thereby I render best service to my Guru Maharaj. Then I will be able to go back to the Lord of Pitak Manjur. Then stand. Don't think that your Guru is away. He's always with you. You get super soul, he's always with you. How do you say that Guru is out?
No, Guru is there, but our vision is very... That's really...
Yeah, develop such vision. You should develop such vision.
How?
Yeah, by rendering service, by the pleasure of Guru, by the mercy of Guru, blessings of Guru, Guru Krupa, you can understand, realize this. This is a question of realization. Not material visualization. Yes. You understand? Clear? Thank you.
Yeah.